This is the Funville 9, driven by AAA, the official podcast of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's your host, Trey Wilson.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Funville 9 podcast. Today we have another installment of our debut stories, and in this one I was joined by pitcher Ryan Walker, who was a member of the Flying Squirrels for two seasons. He came up to Richmond near the end of the 2021 season and was really strong. He posted a 0.96 ERA in 8 outings to close out that year. And then he came back to Richmond in 2022 and made 43 appearances out of the bullpen before a late season promotion up to AAA Sacramento, closing out another good year. But he also saw a pretty significant velocity increase in 2022. We started seeing Walker run it up there in the high 90s and bringing it in with that extreme crossfire delivery that he has. And that was when it really started to seem like Walker might have put himself on the radar as a chance, a guy who had a chance to make the big leagues, which is quite an accomplishment for somebody coming out of the 31st round of the MLB draft when the Giants got him in 2018, which of course that far in the draft doesn't even exist anymore. It's only 20 rounds deep now. Last year, Walker was dominating in AAA Sacramento in a league that is really tough on pitchers, and the Giants took notice. He got called up to the big leagues in May, made his debut on May 21st in San Francisco against the Miami Marlins, and that game went well. In fact, most of his games, just about all of them, have gone well in the major leagues so far to this point, and Walker seems like he's really solidified a spot for himself in the Giants bullpen. I got a chance to catch up with Walker at Scottsdale Stadium during Giants spring training. We talked about his time playing in Richmond. We talked about his debut and the days surrounding it and a whole lot more. Here's my conversation with Ryan Walker. Getting a chance to catch up with Ryan Walker today. Ryan, so good to see you. How's everything been going?
Going well. Just trying to raise a kid. It's been good.
I was going to say, how's new dad life going? It's 6 months now, 8 months?
Almost seven. Yeah, okay. Dad life's been going good. She's sleeping, so that's the important part.
I'd like to reflect a little bit back on your time in Richmond. You first came to us in 2021, near the end of that season. Really strong finish to that year. Came back in 2022, had another solid year. What would you take away from your time in Richmond?
I loved it there. Everyone loves Richmond. It's a fun place to play. You always get good crowds. I just enjoyed being there. I think the whole atmosphere itself helps the guys play better, enjoy their time there. So I look back on that, and if anyone ever asked me where my favorite place to play was, honestly, Richmond.
Well, it really seems like that's where you kind of made your mark to say, this guy's got a shot to get to the big leagues. I know, 31st round draft pick, that doesn't even exist anymore, right? Not a lot of guys who even get the opportunity to go play pro ball if they're falling into that slot. So did you feel that? Did you start to feel the momentum going when you were in Richmond, that things might be heading the direction that you were hoping?
Yeah, a little bit, especially with my velo, going up a bit and having that extra boost. I did have a sense that maybe, it seems a bit more promising as we continue.
Yeah, for sure. I remember there was a day where all of a sudden it seemed like overnight you went from 89, 92 to there's 97s, 98s showing up on the radar gun. What in the world happened?
I don't know. I stuck with my same workout regimen. I went and saw a PT up North Scottsdale, who seemed to help me out a lot, just teaching my body how to move efficiently, along with, getting a good weightlifting schedule in. So I think just the mix of those two things really shot it up. It really shows how much mechanics can make a difference, or at least when your body moves efficiently, that it shows how much of a difference that can make too.
Let's flash back to last May. Found out, I guess, May 19th, May 18th, somewhere around that range that you were coming at. 19th was the day you found out?
Yeah.
Well, how did you find out?
We were in Reno playing the Aces. It was inning one. Inning one, I'm sitting in the bullpen, and G radioed down to have me come into the dugout. So I went to the dugout, and they said, hey, you're not throwing today. You're going to be red. Is that fine? I said, I don't really have a choice, but okay, that's fine. They said, well, we want you to know that you're red today because you're going to have to go pitch in San Francisco tomorrow. And I said, oh, okay, well, then I'm really okay with it then. But it was funny because no one knew. No one heard it. So yeah. It was just me and the coaches. I'm like, okay, should I tell everybody? Or, like, you know, we're mid-game right now. So I'm quietly going down the dugout being like, hey, guys, like, I'm out of here. I got the call, blah, blah. You know, everyone's getting excited. I run down to the bullpen. Bullpen's already prepared. I guess they already had an assumption. So they threw me a little shower, you know, whatever. And I sprinted across the field. And, you know, my dad was already there, which is cool. So I called him out. And he was really pumped, obviously. He called my wife, and we took a car. Well, I had my car there. We went to go drive to San Francisco. It broke down. So I had to turn around. I guess it didn't break down, but it was, you know, a cylinder was not working properly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we had to turn around. Giants thankfully got me a rental car, and we took that. Got into San Francisco at like 1 a.m. at that point. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was a fun experience.
So how far did you make it before you had to turn back around?
Luckily, only made it like 20 minutes. Yeah. You know, we weren't like an hour or two in, thank goodness. But
yeah, this, like some of those minor league bus trips where you get an hour down the road and then the bus breaks down and you spend it all night there.
Yep.
So eventually you get your way out to San Francisco. You had a couple days to settle in before you made your first appearance. Did that help you get a little comfortable with the surroundings?
No. You know, I don't think you ever get comfortable, really.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there just eager to get in, wondering when your time is going to be. You know, it could be, you don't know what point of the game, you know, it could be the beginning, it could be the end, it doesn't matter. They push you. Yeah. So I wouldn't say it, like, made me any more comfortable, but it was good to be able to settle in your locker and, like, get to talk to the guys a little bit before you went in.
When you did get into your first game, May 21st, did you have an idea? We know you were going to get in that day. Where you know, they tell you you're hot that day, you're probably coming in this scenario, something like that?
No, I didn't really know. Especially didn't expect it, considering it was a tie ball game against Miami. Wasn't really expecting to get into any kind of situation like that. Just because, I don't know, you know, everyone has a perception that, like, they're not going to bring in a debut, you know, a rookie in on a situation that's super important.
Yeah.
But I think it showed that, you know, I guess, you know, I think they trusted what I had, and that was really cool that they did that. I was able to go in and perform, which is also awesome.
Yeah, you ended up getting the win and the debut.
Yeah.
You get to sign the win. And then one thing that I thought was really interesting was in an era where guys, especially when they first come up, they float back and forth so much. You stuck. You had pretty consistent success all year.
Yeah.
The only time you were gone was paternity leave,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So how much confidence do you take out of that, knowing that they really value what I bring to the table and I have made my mark here and I have a spot here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of confidence with that. Very unexpected. Like you said, people get moved up and down all the time. So I was just looking behind my shoulder every day, waiting for that talk, you know? But yeah, when it didn't happen and I continued to perform, it was like, dang, like, this is awesome. Like, I finally deserved it. I feel like I'm earning it. Like, it was really cool to finally feel like I'm, like, I could be a, like, hopefully an established big leader.
Yeah. Well, speaking of confidence, I think that even your demeanor from the guy that we met back in 2021, the way you carry yourself, you seem like you carry yourself even toward the end of 22 when you were there, but just confidence growing over time, a little looser personality maybe than the guy that we met in 2021. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's been my main focus at least the last year. It's been a tough road for me, confidence wise. Just with being a low round draft pick, I mean, sometimes it makes you feel like you're just kind of there.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I didn't get it to the point where that affected my performance in a major way.
Yeah.
Last year was a huge year where I was like, all right, I'm not gonna let this bother me. I'm gonna go in confident. I know my stuff's good. I know I'm good. And it really played out.
Well, appreciate you taking some time to catch up and tell some of these stories. Best of luck through the rest of camp and on into this 2024 season.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.